You're listening to But Wait, There's More. This is our Faith Made Clear series, short conversations where we believe clarity is kindness, and kindness starts with truth.
Hey everyone, I'm Darian, and today we're doing something a little different. We're kicking off a brand new mini-series called Faith Made Clear. Let me ask you something. Have you ever felt like the world is getting louder, but clarity is getting harder to find? Every day we're asked to have opinions about politics, identity, mental health, truth, faith, you name it. But if we're honest, a lot of us feel overwhelmed, unprepared, or unsure of how to think biblically in a culture that's moving fast. The truth is, whether we realize it or not, we're being discipled every day by social media, news, podcasts, algorithms. Let's be real, idols. And if we don't allow scripture to shape us, culture will. But God is not a God of confusion. He invites us into clarity, wisdom, and peace. That's why we created this series, Faith Made Clear. It's about helping us think, feel, and live like Jesus in today's world. These conversations are not about winning arguments or creating division. They're about forming people who are deeply rooted in scripture and full of grace. And this is all led by ours truly, Kevin Boyd.
Hey man, the opening was awesome. Like, good. We're done. We can just like stop the pod. I love that.
Good.
What a table setting.
Good.
I feel like I just came to someone's like banqueting feast and they laid out the main course and my favorite side dishes.
Oh, great.
Desserts. And I'm going, oh, this is awesome. Yeah.
So I'd like to take the credit, but I'll give it to God.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that.
God or ChatGPT. I mean, well, who knows maybe. These days sometimes.
Yeah, you all never right. know. So let's get going. Where do you want to start? You want to talk about Faith Made Clear and just hit it from a high level?
Yeah, I had a little conviction over the last year or two that there were some things that, some of our people, if they've come to me with struggles and wondering, hey, how do we think about this? How should I process this thing that's happening in the news? And really, that's kind of the genesis of But Wait, There's More, was there are so many things that we can speak into as a church, and it all doesn't fit on a pulpit or a classroom. Mm. And so with the rapid pace of change and all of the, I mean, as you described it so poignantly, the kind of chaotic draw of culture around us, it feels like there are more and more topics where there is confusion, even within the church, about how to think like Jesus or have a biblical worldview about certain issues. And so I wanted to address these things with as great specificity and clarity as possible, and really in a brief way so that it's not something that's exhausting to manage, but you can just kind of go, okay, this helps. It's a starting point for me to think biblically about a topic.
Okay. So we're laying the foundation here, sort of teasing it, if you will. What is to expect to come after this episode?
Okay. So I recorded 10 episodes to begin with, just call it volume one or season one.
Okay.
And we'll probably do more of these this year, but I kind of divided it into hot topics, some heart topics, and some head topics.
Okay.
And throughout the first series kind of interspersed those categories back and forth. And each of them are less than 10-minute episodes. Some of them are about 6-minute episodes.
Cool.
Almost said 6 or 7, but I'm avoiding that in my life these days. But we covered just really in a bite-sized, very clear, very, I think, compassionate and yet straightforward manner. What does the Bible say about this? How can I think about this? And in each episode, what are some habits or handles that I can practice that will help me begin to grow deeper in an understanding of this topic?
Love it. You're like going against the flow of culture in two ways, with the topics and the way in which you're delivering them. I love it. So tease some of the topics. Let's get into some of them if you want to.
Well, I mean, you got to hit the hard stuff right away. So I started with party politics and the church. That's episode one. I think I've been at Legacy for over 12 years. So I've had multiple presidential elections here and, you know, I'm in my mid 40s. And so I've seen a trajectory of American party politics growing more and more divisive and angry and even violent. Mm. And so our church has found a way of not swinging to a left or right, but to address issues with compassion and grace and to center on Christ and his message going out. So this was a moment for me to kind of help, hopefully, our people think through party politics and how we ought to posture ourselves as the church in the face of that. I dealt with sanctity of life. I dealt with anxiety and depression. Got into some heart things like forgiveness and boundaries. I don't know a person who doesn't wrestle with unforgiveness because of some injury. And in a day like this where injuries come so quickly and from every direction, I felt like that was a really important issue to face. But we had some head topics too, like the Trinity. I think that's one of the biggest questions people outside of the church and inside of the church have asked me. Well, I don't understand how God can be Father, Son, and Spirit.
Yeah.
And so we talk about that a little bit and several other issues that I think our folks have brought to my attention over the last few years, issues that they are wrestling with.
Yeah, I love it. So there are already conversations that are having within families, workplaces, inside, outside the church, friend groups. So I love that you're approaching this with like greater wisdom, greater clarity.
Hope so.
And greater confidence surrounded around scripture.
Yeah.
And what that says about how we're supposed to be living and not anything outside of that.
One of the things I've seen is pastors, leaders, Christians taking to social media or taking to even podcasts. And it's usually a pretty domineering voice. It's a pretty loud voice. Mm-hmm. And so among our culture coach, we talk about clarity as kindness, but we also talk about grace without compromise and how Jesus was full of grace and full of truth. And those two things didn't compromise within the nature and the practice and the person of Jesus. And so our approach here is not to say, here's the answer, here's what you have to believe, and if you don't, you know, you're dumb. But instead, really, to kind of navigate these with a certain degree of compassion, because we realize that these are all complex issues and personal issues for a lot of people. So that's the manner in which we're trying to address each of these topics.
And speaking of people, it's easy to say, well, who's this for? Everyone. But what would you speak into that for, like, for what they're getting themselves into or what might be coming down the line or how to share this with somebody?
Yeah, I think this certainly speaks from a legacy tone of voice. So if you've been within our church, nothing in this pod will surprise you. You'll go, oh, this sounds like the church that I know and love and I'm a part of. And I kind of believe in the tone of voice that our church has fought for. And so I think it's easily shareable. I don't think this is the kind of thing where you'd say, I'm afraid to send this to my friend who's struggling. But instead, I hope that it would be, oh, this would be a great piece in the conversation I'm having with my friend outside of the church, whether they're a part of another church or not a Christian or whatever. And I think it's also accessible for a younger audience. And so if you have parents trying to figure out how do I confront some of these issues with my, you know, preteen teenager, I think that these are all, you know, rated for that age group as well.
It's great. Love it. Any other final thoughts?
I'm kind of excited about this. I had several people in the fall asking questions about some things that were happening in our country. And at that moment, as I was listening, I did feel the Holy Spirit saying, there is more that you need to be doing right now as a pastor to speak into these issues. There's more to be done. And as I kind of committed that to prayer, I felt like this would be a good forum for this kind of conversation. I hope it doesn't end with this.
Yeah.
I hope it's the opening of a greater conversation for individuals who are struggling in these areas. And if we find people who have a desire for more conversation about any one of these topics, that gives us the opportunity to respond to that and say, well, maybe we ought to have a class or a forum or another podcast or a Bible study that goes deeper into this topic. So I hope this is the beginning of a broader and yet also deeper conversation with our church about some really weighty and important issues that we're all facing.
Yeah, for sure. So what do we expect in terms of, are these all just going to get released and you can just go listen to them whenever you're ready, or are they going to be sequenced?
Yeah, I'm going to drop them all at once.
Great.
Because they're so short, they're micropods. Yeah, cool. And some of them are 6 minutes. So the idea is you could listen in 6 minutes and be done. And now you've got some things to think about, or let them just play. And as you play through them, maybe there's one that you go, hey, I want more conversation on this, or I need to go talk to my life group about this and see what they think about it.
Yeah.
And certainly it's a beginning. And so this is season one, volume one, episode one, whatever, but we'll come back and cover more topics in the days ahead.
It's great. Love it, Kevin. So as we step into this Faith Made Clear little mini series, our prayer is simple. We want you to grow in confidence, not confusion. We want your faith to be rooted, resilient, and ready for the world that you're living in. Scripture tells us in Colossians 2 to be rooted and built up in Christ, establishing in the faith. That's what we're here after, not just information, but transformation, not just answers, but a deeper relationship with Jesus. So be on the lookout for the mini series. Thanks, Kevin, for the time.
Thanks, Darren.